McCoy? Is it team effort? You know, do you sometimes where you have to have combos, or you expect that you're one on one with him most of the time?
It's both. You know, you want to avoid situations where you just have him one on one. You know, it's a tough matchup for anybody in the league. You know, so you want to avoid that as much as possible, but that's also kind of part of the game. It just works out that way where it's just going to be one on one. So we've kind of done some things where it's not just one on one as much, and it's you have some help from the tackle, or it's the center or the back. You know, we do things like that to kind of help.
Is that another thing where just getting the run game going will kind of help keep him from being?
Definitely. If we're in third and long all day, it's going to be a real tough game.
All right, appreciate it. Chris, how much do you expect to see of Gerald McCoy on Sunday?
Probably a fair amount. I'd imagine quite a bit. You know, he plays on both sides, the left and right side, so I expect to see him quite a bit.
I want to say he has like 15 quarterback hits, you know, a bunch of hurries and 5 sacks. It just seems like he's always in the backfield doing something.
Yeah, he's got a great suddenness and change of direction is really good. It's probably the strength of his game.
So, pure athleticism then.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Chris, can you use cutbacks against them a little bit? I mean, in the run game, just use their aggression against them? Is that something maybe try to do that anyway every week, especially a group like that up front?
You know, that's part of it. Part of it is switching up inside run, outside run, different types of gap scheme runs, things like that, where he can't really keep doing the same thing, where he has to kind of honor certain schemes.